Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back to the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry with us once again. Lindsay, great question in today from Calvin Brown. Before we get into that, though, last chance for you to win that Nokia Lumia 640 as well as the brand new Fitbit. All you need to do in the next couple of days, if you are training, make sure you let us know what you did, okay? On social media, Facebook, Twitter, just use the hashtag AchieveMore. It's as simple as that. AchieveMore, hashtag it, and who knows, you could be in line to win that Nokia Lumia 640. As well as the Fitbit. So, Lindsay, today's question, a great one. A few weeks ago, we spoke about strength training, particularly for the Comrades Marathon Downrun. But Calvin wants to know, what are the best core exercises you can do to help with marathon running?
Yeah, look, that's always an extremely difficult question to answer over a podcast or an email. That's kind of best done on, I guess, video casts or in person. But what you're wanting to do when you're running is to ensure that you have nice, strong glutes that are activating when you're running. So if your glutes are strong and they can control the movement of your pelvis during the stance phase or while the impact takes place in the running stride, that goes a hell of a long way towards protecting your back and also preventing wastage of energy from the pelvis having to overcorrect and sink before the leg can then stabilize and push. So you want to focus on getting the glutes strong and making sure that they activate. You want to make sure that your lower abdominals and in particular your transverse abdominis are really nice and strong because they also assist in helping that pelvic girdle be nice and strong during the impact phase of running. And then after that, it's still always good to do some low back strengthening and some normal abdominal strengthening. So in terms of specific exercises, doing what's called a supine bridge, so that's when you are lying on your back, feet flat on the ground, heels close to your bum, and you pick yourself up so that your shoulders and your heels are the only contact points on the ground. So kind of like doing a plank, but on your back. And in that position, you squeeze your glutes together and you slowly lift up first your right, bring it back down, then your left leg, bring it back down. And through that whole movement, you want to focus on keeping your hips parallel. And what that'll do is it'll help to strengthen your back, but very importantly, it'll force you to activate your glutes and it strengthens those glutes and teaches them to hold in place. So kind of that's the best one I can give you now, but if you do a search for glutes activation and strengthening as well as transverse abdominis activation and strengthening, those are the exercises that you want to focus on, and that'll help you with your hill running, it'll help with injury prevention, and it'll just help you become a better runner overall.
Awesome stuff. Calvin, I hope that helps. And Lindsay, thank you for your time today. Don't forget that hashtag AchieveMore, okay? Just make sure you tag your social media posts this week up for grabs, that Nokia Lumia 640 as well as the Fitbit, your chance to win. There we go. We're back again in just a couple of days' time with another edition. Get your questions in. Head over to AskCoachPerry.com. Submit your question in the sidebar on the right-hand side of that webpage, and we could be answering it next time out. Until then, cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.